personality of Krishna.
Got it.
I want to tell so much in a day, in an hour. Gita cannot be told. I'm not Krishna that. I will tell everything in 1 hour. But if we'll have time, we can elaborately, we will discuss about this. But in a short, in summary, substance and summary, I want to tell that first will come karma yoga, then jnana yoga, and then bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? I want to tell you. Krishna has told Arjuna, there are so many kinds of yogis. Karma yogi first. So the giving of fruit of our karms and offering it to the personality of Godhead, this is karma yoga. And then jnana yoga comes when our, by this our heart becomes pure. When all this desire for worldly gratification goes away, our heart becomes pure. By karma yoga it will be. And after that, there are so many jnana yoga. Tapa yoga, hatha yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, meditation, so many kinds of jnana yoga. But among them, Krishna is telling that, I'm telling you, tapasya bhita ko yogi, jnana abhyatai, mato odhika, tato odhika. Jnan yogi Akti jo Tapasya bhi adhiko yogi Jnan yogi abhyatika Karmi bhyatya adhiko yogi Tasma yogi bhavarjuna. You should be yogi. Karmi yogi, karmi yogi is good, but not so good. Jnana yogi are better.
Jnana yogi is better.
So you should try to be yogi, to connect with Krishna. But in my opinion, yoginam sarvesham madgatena antaratmana Saddhaman jo bhajte man tame yukta tamo mata. Krishna is telling himself to Arjuna that you should be yogi, but in all kinds of yogi, karmi yogi, jnan yogi, tapasvi yogi, hatha yogi, you know hatha yogi? Hatha yogis are those who know that sense gratification is not good. We should try to avoid all these things. And by their checking their minds and their indriyas, senses. Like I want to drink water, but I will not drink water. I want to lust, taste, but I will not drink. This is called hot view. My eyes are wanting to see, I will not see. So, as a heart, heart means, heart you know. So, in world, now it is going on heart yoga. I want to test, but I will not test. But he cannot stick there.
It says that prana yoga is the best for the sanity of life, and the hatha yoga is
in an instant. Take a piece of earth or any stone and you should sell it in the sky. You will see that it is coming down. After force ends, energy goes away, then he comes to us. Why it comes? We tell that the law of gravitation. That earth attracts that parts of earth. Can we define, can we explain that if there is a fire, the
flame
goes up, why it goes up? Why earth cannot attach it? If we have a balloon full of air and we should give up, then it goes to a sky. Why it goes to a sky?
Their
law of gravitation does not act. So the thing is this, the whole will attract his part. The stone is a part and metal is part of earth, so it can attract. But fire is not the part of earth, so it cannot. Air is not part of earth, so it will not attract. Similarly, we should know that we are not part of earth, we are not part of light, air, we are part of only Krishna Godhead, Supreme Personality to Godhead. So until we will reach to Krishna, we will not be happy. This is the theory.
Waar wij op zelf mee proberen te brengen, zelf te zijn, het lichaam, of de onderdelen van het lichaam, water, vuur, lucht, dat datgene wat we daarmee proberen te verbinden, dat dat niet in harmonie is. Datgene wat ons in harmonie brengt, is wanneer we de ziel verbinden, of zelf verbinden met Krishna, en dat is natuurlijk. Dat is hetgene wat ons gelukkig kan maken.
You see a drop of water. You should fill it in the earth. Where it will go? If it is some more, it will go to any drain, then it will go to bigger drain, then it will go to river, and it will go again to sea, and from sea, by vapor, it will go to air in the sky, and from in the shape of rain, it will come again. So,
rotation.
In rotation. So, we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we are not meeting to Krishna, we are not going to add ourselves into the Krishna that is Job, then we will not be happy. We should know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, that is your soul, you are not any worldly thing, and by sense gratification or anything, you will not be happy. Krishna is giving this teaching to whole world, to whole universe, and each and every human being.
We nemen een keer het voorbeeld van water, waar je dat zelf op de aarde, of het vertelde is, wat is, dat verbindt zich met een stroompje, wat uiteindelijk weer gewonnen wordt, een grotere stroom, wat uitloopt in de oceaan, dan weer gedampt wordt in de lucht, en dat proces zet zich weer voort, dat uiteindelijk die water terugkeert bij de oceaan. Zowel wanneer wij onszelf verbinden met Krishna, wat dan zien we dat dit een natuurlijke relatie is, natuurlijke harmonie is voor en wat dit ons gelukkig gaat maken. En dit is wat Krishna ons wil zeggen in de Bhagavad-gita, dat wij een eeuwigdeel van hem zijn en ons verbinden met hem. Dat is jouw, dat geeft ons geluk. En alles andere waarmee we ons verbinden, met name wanneer we ons verbinden, verbinden met het lichaam, zelfbevrediging, zinsbevrediging, dat zal ons nooit
I want to tell time so many things, but time is not so much. You are so much busy person. I don't want to waste your time. So I am telling in very summary something. That how a yogi, what is called yogi? So especially bhakti yogi.
I don't need to know whether it's time name or around the second of the year or the first time already in the last month after the time. Maybe go for the eighth of the night or the health line. Both of these cases are not in bhakti or fear.
Krishna has told that first he has told second chapter as a Bhujya. Bhujya means
mystery.
Then he has told
Guhyatara.
That is Paramatma Yoga. Right hand. By mind, we should connect us with the Supreme Personality of God. And he is Paramatma, he is not anywhere here, so by meditation, having no relation with this world, by meditation. Meditation means mind but and plus Krishna. Here mind of two kinds. This would be sacred pure. Mind is not a soul. So we should try to realize what is soul. And then soul plus here is Paramatma. Like a sakshi, he is seeing everything, he controls everything. He knows that if he is doing only work and he wants to test it, then his life is not happy. So he controls everything. And we should add ourselves to Paramatma. This is Paramatma Yoga, second mystery.
The beginning of the Paramatma of the Supreme was hard, but it held a long way until the fact that I thought to say it was a termination. The head and the spirit, the energy, all the stars were planted in my heart, and we all got this way. We all got it after the day, and got the day we did, and that made the Paramatma
more. Thirdly, he's saying that bhakti yoga, that surrender to me. You cannot do anything. You are helpless to die. You are helpless to test suffering. You are helpless to be old. You are helpless that your teeth will go away. Your eyes will not act after 100 years. Very rare. So you are found in all things. If the piece of your mill is here, but your heart health you cannot take. So he is telling to Arjun, you are so much loved to me. You have given everything to me. So I am telling this most sacred thing in Gita. I have told it about close years before to Sun. Now I am telling to you, you should realize, and I am telling the most important thing, the most important teaching, that Manmana Bhava Madhavakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mameva Yashasite Satyam Pratijanihi Priyosine. You are so much beloved to me, and that is why I am telling this very sacred thing to you, most sacred. That is Sahaj Bhakti Yoga. Sahaj means very easy, very easy, very easy.
What is Bhakti Yoga?
I'm getting an instant to understand you, and after this I will finish my class. because it will take so much. A slow can be explained in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, in 1 month. So long explanation, but I am telling in summary that you should know what is bhakti yoga. There was a new married gopi. She came from outside of Vrindavan and she was newly married to any gopi.
You
should tell them what is the meaning of gopi, who are gopi. You have told?
Yes.
Then Krishna is going to cow herd. She was so beautiful. Especially his beautiful playing on floor was so beautiful, so sweet that an animal can be attracted. What to tell human beings, and especially these women, the lover of sweetness, and they are so much attracted to beautifulness. So sweet. His eyes are so crooked and so sweet. His moving is so sweet. His singing is so sweet. His talking to others is so sweet. His everything is so sweet that anyone can be attracted to Krishna. He has so many qualities. He is so proud. He is proud-minded. He is so liberated. He is in this, beyond this world, all kinds of attributes, power, everything, and all kinds of good qualities are in Krishna. So he is going to cowherd with, playing with Gopal Bal.
Krishna is so attractive, so
that gopi heard that Krishna is going to raise cows, and he will go at once. So she was ready to go to see Krishna from windows. Some are peeping Krishna from so beautiful kunj, grass. Some are going to upper side of a roof. Some are hiding himself, especially new marriage and daughters of the gopis. And old persons, blind persons are also so much wishing to see Krishna. This is a natural thing. If a very beautiful young person will see a very beautiful lady, they will be attracted. Lady will be attracted to this, and boy will be attracted. But Krishna is most beautiful. All the creatures, human beings, or even animals, peacocks, cockroaches, deer, everyone attracts Krishna by his clothes and by his good appearance. So everyone trying to peep Krishna from very near, very, very far away, from upside, inside, from here and there, all are ready because this is the time of praising and Krishna is going. So that newly married gopi wants to see Krishna. When her mother-in-law and sister-in-law saw that she is going to peep Krishna, at once told him, "Not go, don't go there. There is a ghost and he will catch you. And you will never, you will be mad and you will return to home. So you should not go."
And the cow mother and the cow doctor, the cow girl.
But she could not carry his orders. So tell them, why you are going yourself to see Krishna? Why your daughter is going? Why your father is, and everyone is going there? And I am the person, I should not see. Why I should not see? I will go first. Went to any
window
and see. And he could not be there. He came and he was standing on the door, sitting Krishna. Actually he wants to love me. So he took a cough and he did so that he jumped up and went running towards that gopi. And everyone thought that Krishna is pursuing that cough, that he should not go anywhere else. But he went at once in front of Gopi and he took his clothes and did like so. And took his heart, his everything, and she was standing there and Krishna went to him. But he stole her heart and everything, his mind and everything.
And he got the salsa and forbade it. The papa had plucked for the good, taken down a point and he and I saw our heart and our head, love that his name, and he told us the hell of the name of the Lord.
Christ went away. Cows went away. His friends went. The dust came from his sky. Everything was calm and quiet. Everyone returned. But that gopi standing in the gate and watching the way in which Krishna went. Because his mind is not there. Krishna has taken his mind and his soul, everything, and she becomes like a stone there. Aesthetic.
After
some time his mother-in-law came and forcibly he took a bit in the room and told that and saw that his mind is not here. His mind is anywhere else. So he gave her some cards to
Jagat Kacharya.
I don't know the word.
But
she took a pot in which all seeds were there and he began to start there.
Somebody we found in the earth and stuck up and called off to that stone, called the end of the land already, and the bag of millet of our face, told them of the future. And so now we found off today, and Papa had a current, and stopped, and now on both the current, and I climbed out of the stone of the wood, and it's like well, the water was moved, and it was from both the current and came to the country, from the state of the country.
Again her sister, mother-in-law came and he saw that his senses had not yet come. His senses are anywhere else. So he told that go to well and
bring water.
He gets one pot here, another pot and
on the head
he gets one water, two pot, second pot, third pot and he gets
a rope
by which anyone can take water from well. Perhaps you don't know what is well, here well or not, but in India there are so many wells. At first there was nothing, any pump or anything. But from very distant places they come to take water by rope. And some pot, it is called a
bucket.
She gets. She took it all and went to the well and he kept the pot there and he also gave his son, mother-in-law, he gave her son to that carry this and then he will carry all this and his senses will come. So he gave all these things. He kept the pot on the well and he kept that boy also who was very little boy and by nature she took the rope and made a
knot
and gave it in the head of
teacher
of that boy. And he thought that it is a pocket and she was ready to get it in well to carry water. But all the ladies were come to take water, they told, don't do so. Some told that a ghost has gone in his body and he has no sense. But someone, those who knew this fact, what is the fact, they told that this is not a ghost, this is not a ghost, but this is Nanda Sood. He has taken his mind, he has taken his heart, he has stolen away his everything. At last she returned, but his senses were always with her. This is Sahaja Yoga, Bhakti Yoga.
After the Ogra and Vabrata, Sahara died in Rome, in India, was the driver from Sarah Ostrom, Vabrata, and Sahara Popin died in Rome. nor the doctor and flower. Now the very potent way of the hawk and the hammer of water are the bones of Sahara. And the comes down of the dog Paladun crack Sahara. The step of the entire service to it. The collect that cuts also of her line in a stone today, in her other arm, all of the leaders now. The whole production here by a winter and by a policy of our traditional Bronto and build a child fast market at the end of the Bronto Bound Trucker. The flag gravel market in the child fast around the house from the county, the flying yard here, and was only the flag on the county in the Bronto Bound Trucker. And our flower are also the outlaw of Canada, our tackle. Hey, stop, that's funny. That's a fantastic case, but so much of an enemy lifted the lady after and the society of. Krishna Amur and I had all had the blessings of all her same time and our faith and our heart of power and this is to be taken from Bhakti Yantra.
So Krishna is telling that as Gopi has added her everything, heart, his affection to Krishna, you should be like that. Arjuna told her, oh, I cannot do. Now it is battlefield, how can I give my mind to you? I cannot give. And Krishna says, oh, you cannot be. But you can practice Bhakti Yoga here. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sattham, Atmanyodar, Vizati. Nine principles of Bhakti Yoga. You should try to adopt all these things. You should always chant my name, holy name, Krishna name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You can hear my pastime, you can remember me, my pastime. You should go to my places where I have done this pastime. These are nine kinds of systems. Arjuna told that I am unable to do in this battle. What to do? Then he told that you should worship me. Arjuna told, I cannot worship and I cannot fight at a time. Then Krishna told that, you should do only one namaskar, only one pranam to me. I will take all your birth and death and I will make you happy. You should not worry. So if you can do anything, if we say that, oh Krishna, you are mine. Oh Krishna, I am yours. And doing pranam to Krishna, bow down to Krishna. So Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna is telling that Sarva Dharman Pratyajyamami Ekam Saranam Braja Aham Swam Sarva Patitro Bhakti Shyami Ma. This is the best joke. If in Kanato, you should take my shelter and you should give up all things, all kinds of yoga and come under the Bhakti Yoga. And if you cannot do, first you do karma yoga, then jnana yoga, and then bhakti yoga. There are 10 things. Only the parts are there. So, bhakti yoga, we can do anyone. If we are thinking that if you are doing no karma, you are not related to your family, you have to give up your family. Krishna tells you that all kinds of things, you should not worry from them. I will give up all these things and I will forgive for this thing. You take my shelter and I will manage everything how you can do. So we should try to connect with Krishna with prema. and we will very soon realize what is Atma, what is God, and what we should do. So Krishna is telling that this Krishna, what is telling, this is a golden plate, and he is telling this last Manmana Bhava and Sarvadhan Man Pratyaksh is the nectar of the Gita, Ved, Upanishad and Shastra for all our holy books. So we should try to know who am I, what should I do, do for Atma, soul, and do for Krishna Godhead. I think that in no time you will be changed, you will feel happiness, all sorrow and suffering will go away by taking chanting by Harinam. Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Now we are finishing, and I am now and thanking you all. Coming here for about 2 hours, pin drop silence and hearing. Though I don't know anything, but what I have told, you have heard very patiently. So I'm thanking you all, and I think that next time we will come.